Jerry Bader Show 936, discussing what I consider the irrational exuberance some conservatives have with a possible Dr. Ben Carson presidential bid. Understand, I'm not criticizing him. I'm not saying he wouldn't be a good candidate. I'm saying I'm not going to jump on board with something or someone I know very little about. Here's a read this email, or I should say, I'll read this email. You listen to it. How about we do it that way? Listen to this email that I'm about to read. Jerry, I believe Dr. Carson is the unifying father figure this country needs. I'm so encouraged by his American success story from Detroit poverty to pediatric neurosurgeon. He makes me proud to be an American. That is what this country needs. Okay, that doesn't tell me anything about him. All sorts of people have wonderful success stories. Why would that make him a good president? And he does have a wonderful success story. What's his position on Ukraine? What's his position on the Fed's monetary policy during the Obama administration? What's his position on any on defense spending? What's his position on any other host of issues? Does he have a grasp of these issues? Jason says, can't know if he isn't asked. Well, you're right, and that hasn't happened. So I'm not going to get excited until he does. Yeah, the big part of the appeal is that he's a Washington outsider. Almost too much. Too much. I'm in terms of not just a Washington outsider, but a political outsider. No one has answered my question. Why is he a better candidate than Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal, Chris Christie, or Paul Ryan? Why is he more qualified to be president? I'm not saying he isn't. I'm saying this is another case of conservatives seemingly wanting something they don't have until they have it. Look at the way the polls went up and down in the 2012 primary. Every time there was a primary debate, someone else shot to the top of the polls. The conservative base of the Republican Party continues to be in this mode that they simply don't know what they want. Mike in Kokona. Mike, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I would agree with your assessment 100% on Dr. Ben Carson. I don't think he has the background and experience at this point to run for president. We already have an amateur in the presidency, and we don't need another one. However, I do think that he would be a great candidate for Congress, either a representative or a senator. And I'll hang up and listen to your commentary. Thank
Mike,
you.
I'm okay with that. I also don't mind the idea that a friend proposed HHS secretary. I don't know what his leadership skills are. Again, I'm not saying he doesn't have all these things. I actually disagree with Mike. I'm not saying that it's been established he isn't qualified. But I'm saying it also hasn't been established that he is. So I wouldn't disqualify him at this point, and I'm not. But I'm also not going to jump on board at this point. And I think that so many in the conservative base are so excited about him shows that they haven't really learned a lot from 2012. Mark in Kiel. Mark, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, good morning, Jerry. He comes with no baggage. And I say no baggage because a couple years ago at, I think it was National Prayer Breakfast, he told Obama what he thought of his Obamacare and what we needed to do as a country and how to fix it, and it was so simple it wasn't even funny. And Obama had no clue what to say, and they tried to vet him at that time, and they couldn't find anything on the man. And if anybody's got any is interested in him at all, there's a movie that was done about him called Gifted Hands, and he's got a fantastic rags to riches story. In that movie that Cuba Gooding did a pretty good job on him. And he really is fantastic, and he does not have baggage.
I know you think he's been completely vetted. I disagree with that. You'd be amazed how baggage could come out. Look at what happened to Herman Cain. So I'm not going to accept that. So you sound like you're already sold on him, Mark.
Well, I mean, look at the baggage you could find on Walker or some of these other people. And
like what?
Truly baggage, but... but well, there's things that dangle out there. And they were not happy what he did to Obama at that time.
Well, I know, but see, that you keep going back to that, and that's not a good reason to think a guy's qualified to be president because
I
he had a great performance.
That he was qualified for that. I'm saying that if they would have found garbage on him, it would have already been out.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Believe me, they don't necessarily take him seriously at this moment. And if he gets into presidential politics, they will. But what's his energy policy for the United States?
I guess I would tell you he probably has one if you ask him.
Well,
because he's that kind of a man.
And then when I hear it, I'll be more convinced.
I understand.
I'm not disqualifying him, Mark. I'm saying it's irrational exuberance to be all excited about him as a presidential candidate at this moment. Thanks a lot for the call. Vicki in Shawano. Vicki, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. When Dr. Carson came on the scene a couple of years back, I had that knee-jerk reaction to initially, oh, yeah, great guy for president, but you know, you have to sit back, think rationally, and no, you know, he's like you said, maybe too much of a watching outsider. And I think I would prefer him like someone that said an HHS secretary. But you know what? Just an aside, you know who would I really want as a candidate to be? Governor Susana Martinez, because she would really put up a good fight with Hillary, and once she's a woman, you dispel that born woman thing. You know, maybe we're pandering to get the Hispanic vote. And, you know, as a woman, I can say this. I wouldn't mind being in the mood for a good cat fight.
It is believed that whoever is the candidate, she will be the running mate. It is widely believed that this is the earliest that the running mate has been preordained. Vicki, thanks a lot for the call. To Mariah in De Pere. Mariah, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I think the big appeal for Dr. Carson is, as it was when he went off on the president at the prayer breakfast, I think the big appeal is simply that he's not a politician. I think people are very, very distrustful, for the most part, of politicians now. And he's not one. And therefore, that draws people in because they don't think that he's from the same lying scumbag cloth that most of them are from.
And
And that, on top of that, he comes across as being very down to earth and one of us, even though I'm pretty sure that he's, you know, got money that most of us will never see. But he doesn't come across that way. He doesn't come across as your typical rich, know-it-all, tell you what to do, tell me what to do kind of politician that's been doing it their whole life.
That's because
I think people are looking for that now.
Yeah, but that's because he's not a politician yet. And what happens is when they get into the race, people find out that non-politicians are humans too. And
exactly.
You know, and that's where it's, you know, it always looks so nice in the store window. And that's, you know, and that's where I think, again, and understand. Thanks for the call. Understand. I am not disqualifying him. I'm saying it's way too early to be excited about him. And the points that were brought out in the Red State piece, it actually already is late for someone with no political experience, no infrastructure, no machinery to get on all 50 primary ballots and to make a legitimate run. Jason, is that your thought or a listener thought? That's yours. Jason says, I keep asking, what does he know about this and that? It doesn't matter. The Dems had someone win who didn't know either, and he won and learned on the job. Well, do we want to repeat their template? Mary on a cell. Mary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. I really love the candidate, you know, I can't remember his name. Sorry, but I heard he's against guns. On Glenn Beck, I did hear that he is not for the Second Amendment. That's all I wanted to say on that.
Well, I mentioned that. I actually read his...
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. I must have
missed it. Yeah, I read his quote from Glenn Beck, and I wouldn't say he's against guns. But he seems to support a level of gun control that makes gun rights advocates, including me, nervous. And he didn't seem to understand what a semi-automatic weapon was. That's the classic liberal anti-gun, not knowing the difference between a fully automatic and a semi-automatic weapon. And he seemed to think that there are areas of the country where gun control makes more sense than others. Rather extreme gun control. But that's just it. We don't really know what his position is. We don't know what his positions are on many things. We know what he said about health care. Carson favors a system in which all Americans have health savings account into which federal deposits are made, an expansion of a program from the George W. Bush era. The only responsibility of the government would be providing $2,000 per year for every American citizen, around $630 billion a year, about 20% of what we currently spend on health care, to provide everyone with a health savings account. All right, people can buy into that. You know, and he's said things about food stamps. However, what's his position on public education? I actually have an answer to that. What I prefer is to create mechanisms whereby all people can move upward. If you happen to be in an affluent community, there's a lot of money for the schools, better facilities, everything. All that does is perpetuate the situation, he told me. Wouldn't it make more sense to put the money in a pot and redistribute it throughout the country so that public schools are equal, whether you're in a poor area or a wealthy area? Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that education policy? Might a wealthy person object to funding a school system in a poor community on the other side of the country? I've never heard a wealthy person say that, Carson said, and I've talked to a lot of wealthy people. Is his redistributionist philosophy limited to schools? Don't know. I'm not saying it is or isn't. I don't know. You don't know much about this guy. And the caller that said, Mariah, that said, look, it's just, he's not a politician and people are fed up with politicians. I hate to break this to you. You need to become a politician to run for public office. That's the reality. I think that I understand where the grass is always greener is coming from. But before you get all excited and you're just, every penny is down on one horse, you better look that horse in the mouth a little bit and see how long in the tooth they are. You're also betting on a horse that has never run a race in its life. And I know a lot of you are going to read this that I'm anti-Ben Carson. I'm not. I just want to learn a hell of a lot more before I put any money down. And by money, I mean support. Or endorse. I just don't know enough about it. Enough about him. It's 9:49. You know that I've been talking. It is 9:49, right? You looked at me a little funny over there. I haven't taken a break, have I? All right. Oh, you're right. It's 9:49. Nice catch over there, Skippy. Yeah. We can still take a break, though. Are you sure? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is there. It's, then it disappeared again. I remember moving it. We're going to do it. It's 9:49. I've been telling you for some time about proactive weight loss solutions. And I have lost now some 55 pounds. And my wife is now on the program, and she's lost going on 10 pounds. And it's just been a week. And what she has discovered is what I knew, is that you're not alone on this. It's not a diet. It's a weight loss program. I can't tell you the details. I've been telling that for some time. But Dr. Jason Litwin can. And though my wife has me because I've been through the program, you have Dr. Litwin. Doesn't matter if you're in Sheboygan, Wausau, or anywhere else. He can be there for you. So call Dr. Jason Litwin today at 920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.